Okay. We were looking at the Gemara on Daf Kesem and Aleph, and as we got to the first line, we'll read again, Mantana, I'm right here, look at Yosekli. Okay, we already explained the different ways that Alfi Pshat, that the Rishon is this line, but our Mishnah seems to be against Yosekli, the Yosekli, or Efshel, the Tzamtzim, but Yosekli says things can be simultaneous. And that's the major Pshat, at least, and therefore, if two Zacharim come out, then if they come at the same time, they're both Bechor. Yet our Mishnah does not take into account that they're both Bechor. Therefore, it's against Riosi Ha'akli, the Amar Abayi, the Elohim, Riosi Ha'akli, Shani Hassam, the Chziv, HaZacharim, Lashem. Where do we see this Rav Yossi Aglili? We see Rav Yossi Aglili later on the second parak. Remember, the second parak is awfully parallel to the first parak. We've seen some of the parallels, including the Mishnah Dabkes as a parallel in Yud Zayin. It's just about Lokeach Uber Harasa. It's about Behemah Tahora. And over there, Rav Yossi Aglili says, if Yatsu Shneim Ke'echad, then they're both Kadosh Bibkor. They're both have the full din of Bechor. So, Abayi says it could be that our Mishnah doesn't disagree with Yosef Galilu, which would be funny, the same parallel Mishnah is one to disagree with Yosef Galilu and one to at least bring him down. Maybe there's a special Xerxes custom. They can both be Kadosh only by Bechor Behemah Tahora, where it says Hazchor and Lashem, and we darsh it from the plural Lashem, Hazchor and Lashem, that even two of them can be Kadosh, since that pasuk is said about, it says, Vavartko Petrach and Lashem, Chol Petrach and Lashem, Yelacha Hazchor and Lashem, Vichol Petrach Amort and Tevaseh. So it seems like at least one way we soak in is that the pasuk Hazchor and Lashem is talking about Behemah Tahora. Then the next pasuk talks about Behemah Tmeya, Petrach Amort and Tevaseh. But the word Hazchor is only on Behemah Tahora, so they can only both be Kadosh in Behemah Tahora. The Ligmar Minei, why don't we extrapolate? Ha, Miyat Rachmana Hazachorim. Right. Because Ha is always a Miyat, so only Zachorim, only two can be Kadosh in Tahora, not in Peter Chamor. Ika da Amri Lehmud Lokrib Yosek Lili, Jikrib Yosek Lili, Amr Efshel Samsen, Amr Abaya, Filu Tame, Rav Yosef Lili, Shani Hazan, Nechsev Hazchor Lashem. Okay, Bishlama, Rav Yirmiya, Delo Mokilok, Rav Yosef Lili, Haini Lokathan of Yatsu Shnei Rosh Shehem, Ke'echad. So, according to Rav Yirmiya, who says that our Mishnah is not like Yosef Lili, that's why we don't bring down the case of Yatsu Shnei Rosh Shehem, Ke'echad. Because we're not like Yosef Lili, and it doesn't make a difference with Yatsu Shnei Rosh Shehem, Ke'echad. El Abai, list of Yatsu Shnei Rosh Shehem, Ke'echad, according to Abaye, that our Mishnah is like Yossi Aglili. Why don't we bring down that according to Yossi Aglili, Yatsu Shnei Rishem Ke'echad? We have to know what the din is here, what the din is there. According to the Chachamim, we understand why we don't bring Yatsu Shnei Rishem Ke'echad. There is no Yatsu Shnei Rishem Ke'echad. So why bring down something that is only apparent but doesn't actually exist? According to Yosef Lili, Tainach, they're not both Kaddish, but let's at least bring down the din, since it is a din that we have to know, Alpi, the drushes of the Xeris Akaso. Why not bring it down? The oh, Tainach, Hamor Shlobitanya, sorry, Hamor Shlobitanya, Yosef Shnei Zachar, Yosef Shnei Shnei Gachar, Yosef Lili, Amr Shneim Lekoim, Shindam Bar Hazchar and Lashem. So also we have Mufurish Brisa, that's against what Abaye just said, that even my Petzach Hamor of Yosef Aglili has the same drosha as Chor and Lashem to make them both Kadosh, which means you have to be poding if two says to a Kohen. Now they have a technical question on the Brisa. How can you say Shen Nemar Zchor and Lashem, meaning it's the direct meaning of Chor and Lashem. Chor and Lashem is written about Bechor Behemah Tahora, Kedush Dagof. Ella, rather, what should the Brisa say? This is just a technical, small detail that doesn't change the halakha gemara. It should say, Mishum Shenemar Hazchar and Lashem. Not that this is a direct application of the pasuk, but this is an extrapolation from the pasuk. Mishum just means it's an extrapolation, not the direct, object of the pasuk, because it says Hazchar and Lashem about Behemah Tahora, because that we extrapolate to Behemah Tmeya as well. And, in fact, there's not a miyot, rather we extrapolate to Yof Dabayi, to Yof Dasus against Dabayi. Taka Rav Yossi Aglili extrapolates the same Shita in Petach Hamor as he does in Behemah Tahora. And as we see in the Brisa, just the Mishnah is against him and leaves out his Shita in the first Perek, and that's allowed to happen. Okay, the Rav Rabbanan going on to Amit Beis. Lame, now we're going back to the Rabbanan. Lema kasav Rabbanan. Now we know what happens if they come out at this. According to Yosef Aglili, they come at the same time, then they are both kadosh. for Rabbanan, Lamer, because Rabbanan mixes Rechem Makdish. Maybe we can deduce from the Rabbanan, apparently this is an open question, whether the whole Rechem is Makdish, it says Petar Rechem. Oh, simple shot, Petar Rechem. That means that it has to somehow be pulled to the Rechem. There has to be some relationship between the baby and the Rechem. The Rechem makes it Kadosh. So do we see that you, when he says Petar Rechem, you don't mean the whole Rechem. Even a little of the Rechem is good enough. How can we deduce this? The Ikule Rechem Makdish. Because if the whole Rechem is Makdish, then granted the Efter Latzamtzim, granted they don't come out at the same time. But they still come out close to the same time. What do you mean they don't come out at the same time? They came out at the same time. We can't say they came out exactly the same time. One of them came first. But they were competing with each other, and part of their bodies were coming out at the same time as part of the other bodies. So therefore, whichever one came out first, the other one was interfering, because it was sticking its hand or its leg or whatever part of its body on one side of, you know, here's the Rechem, and out comes two guys. One guy comes first, but the other guy is still interrupting between this guy and the walls of the Rechem. So therefore, two are cut. One has one side. One's touching one side of the Rechem, one's touching the other side of the Rechem. So this show part of the Rechem is good enough to be Makdish. Amarav, min bimino eino chotze. So Rav says, no, this is something that seems to be a focus all over Shas. Tosus has deus as to whether the machlokas all over Shas, the same machlokas, or each area has its own machlokas. But min bimino eino chotze. Chatzitza is only a different species. Would be chotzeitz. If you, I don't know, if you stuck a piece of paper on the side of the baby while he was coming out, that could be a chatzitza. But, since its twin is the same min as itself, that's not called a chatzitza, and therefore we cannot prove that mitzvah's recha makdish, maybe kule recha makdish, but there's no chatzitza, it's min bimino eino chotzeitz. Okay. This actually will be, this will be an important, the maskan of this Gemara is taka, an important question. As the Maharit al-Ghazi points out, I think I might have put it in brackets, the Maharit al-Ghazi and Perek Gimel. Yeah. The Maharit al-Ghazi on the Ramban and Perek Gimel points out. But first, let's go to Tosus's question. Then we will come back to this point. Tosus, or let me think for a second. Tosos asked the question. Tosos asked the question in Amud Aleph. Why the Tosfim are out of order in Amud Aleph? L'chora seems to be because one of the things that Tosos says in Dibramaskal Amar Ravashi, he happens to use in Dibramaskal Zachar and Akeva, and therefore they sort of put them a little out of order, so you could, when you use Makadosh, certain premise that's used in another Tosos, you'd read that premise before you read the Tosos that was based on it. Okay, Esther, that's why they did it in that order. So Tosos asked the question from Perek Behema Ha Mikasha in Chulin Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. They have a little tangent there. They have a whole bunch of stakos, fascinating stakos about Hilchos Bechoros. And they have one of the stakos is, what if there's a chatzitza? So they ask, what if a karcho besiv? So you wrap him in a wrapper, and a sieve is like some sort of there's a word for it.
Fiber.
It's some sort of fiber. It's I used to know the exact word for it, but it was bast. It's a bast, I think. That it's a fiber that grows around the tree. So you wrap it in some sort of fiber, and you take it out, and that's a question. What if you wrap it in a talis and take it out? What if you wrap it in? Now, there's different girsos there, but at least the girsa of many Rishonim, most Rishonim, is krachto ba'achoso v'hotzi'ato mahu. Meaning it had a twin sister, achoso, and you sort of wrap it in that twin sister and take it out. Okay, why would someone actually want to do that? It's not necessarily important. It can be nevaya either way. Right, maybe just some. You wanted to do the halachic experiment, or you wanted to pot yourself. So, what's the din there if you wrap it in its twin and take it out? And that's the Bible of Ifshita. So Tolstoy has a problem. Rav Ashi seems, or who is it? Sorry. Rav. Okay, there's most of the Gersos have Rav Ashi, so let us leave it, even though inside we have Rav. Rav Ashi says, Min Beinu and Chotzeitz. Hold on, over there it's the Bayo whether the twin is Chotzeitz. Over here, Rav Ashi says, Bevadai Min Beinu Eino Chotzeitz. So, isn't that a stira? That's Tosfos's stira, that in Chulin, it's an Ibaya if Achoso is Chotzetzes. But in Bechorus, Pesam and Beis, we say, we establish that Min Bemino Eino Chotzeitz. So, that's Tosfos's question. You could answer. This is Tosfos points out. This is only based on his on his girsa there. The other girsa there is kirachto va'achazato v'hotziato. Not achoso, but achazato. Right, the vav and the zayin. It makes it a completely different word. Meaning, you weren't, nothing to do with its twin. You stuck your hands, your hands around it. Yes, your hands are not men. You're a person. It's an animal. That's Rashi's Gersa. So according to Rashi's Gersa, Bechulin, it's not difficult at all. This is saying that Min Bemino Eino Chotzeitz. And this is talking about human hands, not about Mino. It's Achazato, not Achoso. Okay, that solved the problem. Tosos knows that solved the problem, but Tosos does not think that's the correct Girsa. Most Rishonim don't have Rashi's Girsa. And therefore, we have a problem. So before we get to Tosos, I want to point out the Ramban. What does the Ramban in the third parak say about this? One of these colors has to work. What does the Ramban, how does he answer this question? He gives a much more technical answer than Tosfos. And then he develops it a little in an interesting fashion. What did the Ramban say in the third parak? Sorry, I know I'm going back a little. Says the Ramban, he says, hold on a second. You're reading this Gemara as establishing that Min Bemino Eino Chotzeitz. That's one way to read the Gemara. He says, I can read the Gemara differently. He says, here it is a suffix, and here it's also a suffix. Rav Ashi just meant maybe Min Bemino Eino Chotzeitz. He didn't mean to say, forget what you were saying. Min Bemino Eino Chotzeitz, Dover Pasha, nothing else to talk about. No, he was a Bichuya B'Alma, is the Lashon Ramban there. He wasn't sure that Min Bemino Eino Chotzeitz. He was saying, maybe. What was the point? You wanted to prove Mitzas Recha Makdish. Mitzas Recha Makdish. You wanted to prove that. So he said that's not a proof, because there are two ways of interpreting it. You could say Mitzas Recha Makdish, or you could say Min Bemino Eino Chotzeitz. Which of those two is the right answer? Well, that's an Ibaya and a Chulin. Rashi's not necessarily committing himself. But Rashi wasn't saying the Torah is Vadai, he was only saying the Torah is Safik. We'll see, this Ramban will have an interesting enough Kamina in terms of Mitzvah Rechim Makadish. Let us leave that on the side for right now. The other interesting thing that's what Ramban says. Ramban says, Min Beinu Eino Chotzeitz is really a Safik here, not a Vadai. And Tosfos just misunderstood our Gemara. Rashi, it's like Rashi says, Dil Malohi, he wasn't saying Bavad, he was saying Besafik. The interesting way in which the Ramban expresses it is, yeah, Aval Dilma Aval Min. Why the Chol Delo Noga Berechem Lav Peter Rechem Rav Ashinami Asher Delo Besvar Dekush Demadar Achi El Bederti Chuyu Domer Hachi. Okay, so what is the Ramban say? Maybe Min Bemino really is Chotzeit. Why is maybe Min Bemino really Chotzeit according to Ramban? So he says, he has an interesting lashon. Why is maybe min v'mino chotzeit? Because it is basically, I think this is the only data that maybe min v'mino is chotzeit, right? What's the halacha by min v'mino? According to Rashi, it's eino chotzeit, and no one ever suggested otherwise. According to the Ramban, it is a suffix. Why is it a suffix? Because maybe we require negiya berechem. Maybe you need negiya berechem, and right. That's his. If you look at his lashon, let me read it to you again. Aval min mino chotzeis bivachor. Why? The peter rechem arachman v'chol delo noga berechem lav peter rechem. And even with min bimino, it's still not touching. This is the an avnei nature and some reshan of love and all the other achronim go to town in this Ramban and say this brings up a very fascinating question. When we say min bimino eino chotzeis, what does min bimino eino chotzeis mean? Does that mean it's touching? Or does that just mean that it's not blocked? Right, what the Ramban seems to be saying here, and the Achronim all deal with, which I'm not going to deal with now, the relation between this and there's actually a two lines of Gemara in Chul there about whether we need to give a recha, and what's the relation between that and the Ramban. But even with min bimino, it's still not touching. What the Ramban seems to say, at least misafik, is that this is the way the Achronim explain this Hakira. When we say min bimino eino chotzeis, what do we mean? Do we mean that? Let's say it a little better.
Min bimino eino chotzeis.
We can ignore it, kamisha eino, as if it's not there, but then you would end up with the Ramban, right? We can ignore the chatzinsa, but it's still not touching. Fine, ignore the chatzinsa. Min you can ignore that chatzinsa, but it's still not touching, and that seems to be the story of the Ramban. That's how the modern day Achronim would like to analyze these things. That's how they explain the Ramban. That's how the, one second.
Then
it would be Chotzeit. Then Minmino wouldn't be Chotzeit by things that didn't need Negiya, but would be Chotzeit by things that need Negiya. That's what he's saying. What he's saying is that it's still not touching, so therefore, I'm sorry, I hope at least one of these works. It's not chotzeit by dinim that don't need negiya, but it is chotzeit where you need negiya. That's what the Ramban is saying. That's exactly what Ramban is saying. The Ramban is saying it's not that the sofek yibaya is whether min bimino is there's such an idea as min bimino ino chotzeit. It's that maybe over here, if you need negiya, it's not chotzeit. What the suffix is still unclear in the Achronim. Is it a suffix whether you need negiya by Bechor, or is it a suffix whether this svar is true in this Hakira? But the other tzad, which is the maskana of a whole bunch of Achronim, which is probably most of the Achronim, is that it is based on a few Gemaras. It is batel legufo. No, min bimino eino chotzeit means that since it's the same material, the same substance as myself, we can view it as part of me. Now, not meaning that that would be similar to other pencils, you know, in chatzitza. Kolin oso in a chotzitz. Whatever's decorative is not chotzitz. Why? Because it's like batel to me. That's clear that some things, or in mikvos, dover she'ino makbin in chotzitz, whatever I like having on myself, you know, is not chotzitz. Okay, those things are clearly part of me. Here it's a little trickier. How are you going to say, like, you know, just another animal or something is part of him is going to be a little trickier. But somehow you have to say that no, that it can be viewed as an extension of this Bechor, the twin can be viewed as an extension of this Bechor, because after all it's the same substance, and therefore the Bechor is touching the Rechev, and this is what most Achronim say. Most Achronim say that the Chatzitza is batel to the Guf Hadavar, and therefore it is Nogea. Right? That's it. The most Achronim would say against the Rabban. That no, this, even if you need Nogea, Chatzitza min merino still ain't no chotzeis. So when we say min merino ain't no chotzeis, we don't just mean you can ignore it and there's empty space there. We don't mean ignore it as if there's empty space and empty space is not Chatzitza. We know empty space is not Chatzitza. We mean rather that it's butel to the Ikar HaDavar here. So there's a Bechor here. Add a little Min Bamino. View that Min Bamino is the extension of the Bechor, and therefore the Bechor is touching the Rechem. That is the, and that's why most Rishonim hold Min Bamino Eino Chotzeit Bevadai. Most Achronim hold that even in the case where you need Negia, we still say Min Bamino Eino Chotzeit. But this is a big, big, big Machlokes. The Achronim deal with it. For example, we know that if I hold on to someone very tightly in the mikveh, it's a chatzitza. So they always, why not say min domino eno chotzeitz? So one of the answers is, Peter Ramban, it makes a lot of sense. Min domino eno chotzeitz just means that's as if there's empty space, but I'm still not touching the water. So it's a problem in tevila. That's the answer of the Yochum of Boaz in Mikvos. He takes the approach of the Ramban. Let's just make an example of this, that the Yochanu Boaz, which is called the Teferis Yisrael, that's the name, he just named each half Yochanu Boaz, in Miklaos, says, that's why a human grasp is Chotzeitz in Tvila, because you need Nagia. I hope I'm not mixing up with someone else. Okay, we can get that later. It's interesting that Avnei Meizus from Reish Ha'Chvav, he goes through every sugya min meino eno chotzeitz in all of Shas and figures out, is this the case where you need Nagia, is this the case where you don't need Nagia, you know, does this work with the Ramban, does this not work with the Ramban? Tosos is clearly against the Ramban, as we'll see, because Tosos says, Vadai min meino eno chotzeitz in Bechor, even though Bechor, it's at least possible that Bechor needs Nagia, it's at least 50% likely that Bechor needs Nagia. So Tosos and most Achronim would say that no, min meino eno chotzeitz means it's part of you, it's as if you're touching. While the Ramban would say, no, it just means it's empty space. Empty space, but you're still not touching, and that's exactly why it's only a suffix whether it works here or not, because maybe it's a suffix whether you need this Nagia or not. That is the Ramban. Now, Tosos assumes no. The our Gemara of Ashi at the end of our Gemara is Bevadai min meino eno chotzeitz. Bevadai min meino chotzeitz, it counts as touching, it's no problem. Then the only question is, how do you deal with the stira? So Tosfos has three answers. Right? Tosfos. Anam and Aleph. Ask Tema, Per Behema Maksha, Gabe, Krachdo Achosos, Yatso Mahu, Yeshlomar. So his first answer, Hacha, Mixas Panoi. Ikeli Martfei Bemino Eino Chotzeitz. Tosos' first answer, Tosos, number one, his first answer is that over there it's a full Chatzitza. A full chatzitza is a suffix. Over here, it's only a partial chatzitza. Right? Mixas rechem. Even if you need the whole rechem, but it could be that a partial chatzitza of min bimino, and a partial chatzitza we say, min bimino, eino chotzeitz. And then what's the din of min bimino? If it's partial, it's eino chotzeitz. If it's a full chatzitza, then it's a sofek, and that's why there's no stira. Okay, it's not exactly clear what the svara of all these things in Tosos are a little unclear. It's not exactly what's the svara. What difference should it make? If min min is chotzeitz, it should be chotzeitz. If it's not chotzeitz, it shouldn't be chotzeitz. So what's the svara of the Tosos? Somehow, maybe if the chatzitza is all the way around, it's more chomer. Or some people want to say maybe Tosos is based on the idea of the Ramban, but some sort of Tzvei Dinim. You can't have a chatzitza. You need to be in the Rechem. You can't have a chatzitza. But on the other hand, you also need Negiah. So what are they saying? A little Negiah is good enough. Needs to touch the Rechem. Maybe the story of Tosos is, let's call it the story of Tosos, that that over here, what's the svara? As long as I do a Torah note of the colors, they will all work. It's like the Barbanel and Shemitah. It could just be that here it's stan. That here you have it's more chomer if it's full, and it's less chomer if it's partial. Or you could say that it's not a chatzitza, but you're still missing negiah, as opposed to this case where it's not a chatzitza, and you have some negiah. Maybe for the negiah, it's enough to have a little negiah. Okay, it touched the rechem. The min bimino eino chotzeitz, but really he agrees with Ramban. Min bimino eino chotzeitz. But it still doesn't count as touching the rechem. If you touch the rechem a little, that's good enough. That's the only kiddush. Touching the rechem a little is good enough. So maybe Tosos in his first answer might fundamentally agree with the Ramban. In the footnotes, the Maral Gaza, they bring this shot in Tosos. Then I don't know. It could just be that Tosos is not so fancy. What he's saying is that we're here. If the Eichos is min bimino and the Kamos is only partial, that's not such a big chatzitza. Over here, even though the Eichos is min bimino, but the Kamod is a full chatzitza, it's more chomer. Or it could be saying there's two different factors here. He really agrees with Ramban with one knesh. He agrees with Ramban. The only difference is for Negiah, any Negiah is good enough. So therefore, as far as the chatzitza, min bimino eino chotzeitz in both sugyas. But as far as the Negiah, by us, you have a little Negiah, that's good enough. In Chulin, there's no Negiah, that still remains the suffix, whether this Negiah is, again, the same as here, either suffix whether you need Negiah, or suffix whether min bimino eino chotzeitz counts as Negiah. That's the first answer, Tosos. Tosos' second answer is that who said the Gemara Chulin is min bimino? Right? Now, we thought, what's mino? Let's say it's a donkey, mino is donkeys. If it's a cow, mino is cows. If it's a sheep, mino is sheep. Tosos says, maybe define mino not scientifically, zoologically, but define mino halachically. What's the min that has kedushas b'chor? Zecharin. Right? And therefore, it is actually meduyik in the strange lashon of chulin. Krachto ba'achoso. Why achoso? Why davka achoso? Why not ochid? Why not anything else? So it says, this second shot, that might be why he likes the second shot in Dibur Vassal, in the next Dibur Vassal. Because it's Meduyik and Meloshim, why Davka Choso? Atza Choso is not Mino, only Zachar is Mino. So therefore, he says, Min B'Mino is Eino Chotzeitz. And that's why our Gemara, a Zachar, is Mino Eino Chotzeitz. Why is this Gemara Safik? Because this Gemara is a Nekeva. Nekeva is called Eino Mino, because you define Mino halachically, not scientifically. Tosfos' third answer is, which I don't know if anyone looked at Sefer Yashar on this, it's actually the opposite of that. His third answer is, Inami, the second, Achosah, Havi, Eno, Mino, Temi, Achiv, Ogi, Shlomer, Tavkishum, Shehotzi, Ato, Shesio, Sobahotzaso, Hudim, Sakul, and Dilma, Havi, Chatzitza, Vom, Losi, Lotzi, Opshita, Dilohavia, Chatzitza. What is Tosfos' third answer? Tosfos' third answer is that it's Eino Chotzeitz if there's Stam. If there's Stam, a Min Bemino, that's Eino Chotzeitz. But if it's Misayeya, then it's a Suffolk. What's our case? Our case is Stam. Or rather, let's say better. Our case is, it was not helping the birth. Everyone knows you need a twin. Twin doesn't help the birth. It just makes it more complicated and hinders the birth. Right? So if it's not helping the birth, then min bamino eino chotzeitz. What was the suffix over there? The suffix was because over there, it was helping the birth. What was the case? Krachto ba'achoso v'hotzi'ato. Right? Somehow, you couldn't get it out. Now, again, don't ask me how this actually works, but you never know. You can have a strange cake. The sieve and the talus, I understand a little bit. You're in trouble getting it out, so you somehow, like, use the talus to get a better grip or something, or a sieve, or maybe to make it more slippery, or whatever the case is. Somehow, you wrapped it in its sister and managed to get it out that way. How? I'm not exactly sure how that worked, but that's how you got it out. That's the lashon, the hotzi'ato. If it was helping the birth, then it is a suffix chatzitza. Okay,
I read it, not that it's, you did something. It's holding on. One is holding on to the other, so when it pulls out, they pull out together.
See, although it's, it helps to get it out.
It's
right?
But the other question I have is, this is contradicts the Parashas Yisrael Mikvot, where someone's holding on to someone in the mikvah, their Messiah then also.
In a chanam, but it's like other rachronim in the quote. Which I'll mention in a moment. So what's the svar this Tosfos says is unclear. Like, why should, if something helps, it be more of a chatzitza? Adrab, or Rabbi Tam and Sefer Yashar said, if something helps, it's less of a chatzitza. Whatever, it's more relevant, right? So it's not exactly clear what the svar of this Tosfos is. L'choritz, based on the Tosfos and Sukkah, that I mentioned here also in the brackets, on Daf Lam Zayin and Aleph, Tosfos and Sukkah, when discussing this, brings up that min beino eino chotzeitz only when it is the normal derech. Not only when it's kedarko. Not when it's not kedarko. Maybe for Tosfos, the idea of min beino eino chotzeitz is not just the same species is not chotzeitz. Why should the same species not be chotzeitz stam? The answer is, the same species is not chotzeitz, because the same species is like supposed to be there. That's the normal, natural way. So min beino is only eino chotzeitz when it's Kedarko, it's the normal derech, it's the derech hateva. What's the derech hateva? Min minu in a chotzeitz, I don't know, maybe if you have a lulav with some loose leaves. Those loose leaves aren't chotzeitz, that's normally derech hateva, there are loose leaves on things. What are other cases of min minu in a chotzeitz? Okay. What? Okay, could be that also, right? If you, that's also, that could be a normal derech. So over here, what's he saying? When twins are born, it's the normal derech to be born that way. Right? That's the normal derech. So if the normal derech, that's not chotzeitz. But if you're trying to get it out using some weird method, that's not the normal derech. That's a very strange thing. As a matter of fact, we can't even envision the scenario. It's so strange. And it could be that therefore that's not the derech hateva. Then min bamino would be chotzeitz. Okay, you have to figure out exactly where to draw the line, I admit. But I'll just read. And you have to be medayik. There's some ambiguity in the Tosfos and Sukkah exactly which factors go together with other factors. The Tosfos definitely says it. I will read this in a moment. Dilma leida shiny de orchayu shel ta'omim bahachi. Maybe the leida is different. It's not chotzeitz because that's the derech. Orchayu. And maybe I'm putting together Tosfos and Sukkah with Tosfos and Bechoros. Not so crazy. Both Tosfos. Maybe that's what Tosfos means if you ask what the svara is. Maybe he means this is lav or chayhu, definitely not the normal derech of birth. And this is
Or Chayu, maybe the principle really is min bimino. Eino chotzeitz bide orche bekach. If that's the normal derech, why? Because part of min bimino is not just that the same substance can be viewed as united somehow, but that, if that's the normal way, then we don't call that a chatzitza. Okay. There's definitely more analysis one can say here, but I have speculated enough. I don't want to speculate more. What I just want to point out is that so far we've analyzed the angle of min bimino eino chotzeitz. In the halacha l'maisa poskim in Hilchos Bechor, that doesn't come up terribly much. Why doesn't it come up terribly much? Because when an animal has twins, we know what the halacha is. The halacha is in the Mishnah. It's very nice if Lundus and Gemara, but we don't need to have the right shot in Tosus and Ramban to know what the halacha is of Yolda Shnei Zacharim or Yolda Zachar Nekeva. It's in the Mefurish Mishnah. Okay, everyone explains it their own way. But what about Mixus Recha Mekadesh? So when does that come up, Mixus Recha Mekadesh? If an animal has twins, we also don't need to know Mixus Recha Mekadesh. It's a Mefurish. That's a Mefurish Mishnah. L'chor, if a person has twins, it would be the same thing, right? It's a Mefurish Mishnah. When might this come up? This might come up in either... this might come up in... I don't think they do this anymore. Any doctors here? Remember sometimes the baby had trouble coming out? They used to use forceps to get the baby out. I'm not sure if they do that anymore. I think at a certain point, the technology improved and they replaced them with vacuums.
They still use it.
Maybe they still use the forceps. Okay. Could depend. They're probably different in Huggin, you know, like... right, Lahavdil, just like in halacha, they're in medicine, different people have their own shitas as to what's the best method, and it's sometimes hard to objectively prove who's right and who's wrong, so everyone follows their shita. Fine, so what if you take a baby out with forceps? This is not a crazy case like the Ibayas and Chula and the weird cases. This is Maisim Chayom, and what if the baby happens to be a firstborn boy? Do you do Pidyon HaBen or don't you do Pidyon HaBen?
The head touch the rechem of the body.
So that is a fascinating question. Let's assume the head. So once the head comes out,
it could be that the whole head is full of the forceps and the head will never touch the rectum.
Ah, okay. So now, apparently, I only know how forceps work from the poskim and pidyon HaBen, which I admit is not the real right way to do things. But at least the way the poskim sound in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen is that the forceps don't cover the entire whole head 100%. It's still the mitzvah touches the rectum. So now they're interested in knowing, well, is Mikdas Recha Mekadesh or is Mikdas Recha not Mekadesh? So what's the maskana of our Gemara? So the Marid Al Ghazi deals with this, like I mentioned, in the third parak, in Sifkatan Lamed He, in Os Lamed He, he deals with this a little, and he said this might depend on the machlokes. Ooh, need some more room here. Between Tosus and the Ramban, according to the Ramban, what's the? Let's see where we can stick this in. All right, let's just stick it in here. Ha'im miktas rechem mikadesh. Does miktas rechem mikadesh? According to Ramban, the maskana of our sugya is very clear. Is mikdas recha mekadesh? Well, I don't mean that clear. Is mikdas recha mekadesh? What did he say? Say, why in the twins is one of them kadosh? Maybe because it touched mikdas recha mekadesh? Or maybe because min minu eino chotzeitz. And what does Ramban say? Min minu eino chotzeitz was meant for suffix. What does that mean? In the end, it's a suffix. Maybe the reason one twin is kadosh is because min minu eino chotzeitz. Or maybe the reason one twin is kadosh is because mixus recha mekadesh. For the Ramban, it's clearly a suffix. It's a suffix. That's maskana of our Gemara. Rav Ashi didn't mean bevadai the reason he's kadosh min minu eino chotzeitz. He meant maybe the reason is min minu eino chotzeitz. Maybe min minu is chotzeitz. The reason is mixus recha mekadesh. How about for the other Rishonim? How about for Tosos and the other Rishonim? Tosus and the other Rishonim assume that Rav Ashi means, or I guess let's just call it Tosos, right?
the other Rishonim are not quite as Mefurish, but Minastam, the other Rishonim sound like Amar Rashi, Min Mino and Chotzei, it sounds like he's saying it Bavadai, right? He doesn't say Dilma. What's the reason he's Kadosh? Because Min Bemino Eino Chotzei. So, do we need Mikzas Recha Mekadesh anymore to make him Kadosh? No. So what does that mean about Mikzas Recha Mekadesh? Now, here it's just, this is a pshat question. The pshat question is, this is a little ambiguous, right? What's a little ambiguous? First, the Gemara says, I forget who's talking, it must be Mikzas Recha Mekadesh. Nirvash says, no, I have a different answer. Min Meino Eino Chotzeitz. Does that mean Min Meino Eino Chotzeitz? And not Mikzas Recha Mekadesh, Mikzas Recha Eino Mekadesh, or does that mean you can't prove Mikzas Recha Mekadesh because Min Meino Eino Chotzeitz? That is ambiguous, right? That is ambiguous. The Maril Ghazi says, I saw the Tosos Chitzonios in the Shidim Gubetzes says, it's just a throwaway line. He says, what's his lashon? One second. Hold on, where's the... Lemanda Omer Mixus Rechem Mekadesh. Lemanda Omer Mixus Rechem Mekadesh. Meaning, it's still an open question. Right? So what does the Tosos Chitzonios say? The Tosos Chitzonios says that it's still a suffix. Even though, what's the difference? The Rabban says, Min Minu Nechotz is a suffix. So obviously, Mixus Rechem Mekadesh must be a suffix. He says, no, Min Minu Nechotz is a vadai. But that we still have a suffix about Mikzas Recha Mekadesh. What we just mean is that Mikzas Recha Mekadesh is not relevant to our mission anymore because Min Meino Eino Chotzeitz. But it could be, it could not be, right? You can't prove either way. And the Ma'arid Al Ghazi says about him. He says Ve'Einenu Roas the Enkam Achlokas Kiim the Kasal Kedain Tech Deshas LeMeimar, right? So and then he says, okay, so we have the other option. What if the Ma'arid Al Ghazi asked that? And he says, no. He says, Vadai Eino Mekadesh. That was the Havamina. The Havamina is, do you want to get this ridiculous result that makes this Recha Mekadesh? Nah, it's because Min Meino Eino Chotzeitz. So here we have, in terms of Halakha L'maisa, we actually end up with three deals, right? What are the three deals? In terms of what the Maskana of the Gemara tries to be, about Mikzas Rechem and about Min Bimino, the Ramban says Safek Safek. The Tosos Chitzonio says, because he clearly, you see, he has the same as Tosos, says Vadai Eino Chotzeitz. But Mikzas Rechem is still a Safek. There's two Mandamars, right? Maybe the reason in our mission is Min Bimino Eino Chotzeitz, or maybe also Mikzas Recha Mekadesh, we just don't need it. And in Ma'arid Al Ghazi says, no, once this is Vadai Eino Chotzeitz, we then abandon the Havmina and we say Vadai Eino Mekadesh. What's the Nafgamina of this Machlokas, whether Mikzas Recha is Vadai Eino Mekadesh, and it was just a silly Havmina that we got rid of as soon as we can, or it's really an honest suffix, and we just couldn't be poshe the honest suffix? The nafkamina is, at least according to most poskim, is this shaila of the forceps. Why? Let's review. In Chulin, there is an ibayadul ifshita about chatzitza. Chatzitza, when you take something out with a chatzitza, that's Chulin. Karcha b'sibo tziato, karcha b'taliso, karcha b'achoso. That's a suffix. So, hotzai de chatzitza is a suffix. So therefore, what does the Chelkis Yaakov say? Here, I'm going to have to just... Over here says Chelkis Yaakov. Here you have the case of forceps. Said the case of Chelkis Yaakov that you have only Suffik Echad. What's the Suffik Echad? Of Chulin Daf Ayin of an Aleph Hotzah Al Yedei Chatzitza. That is Suffik Echad. So what's the din in the Suffik Echad of Bopinion of Ben? Anyone want to help me out here? Safik Echad Pinyan of Ben? Okay, this is going to be our last year of the summer, because I have to disabuse you of that notion, or not. But
let's assume, I'm going to assume you're wrong for now, not because you're absolutely wrong, just because the pshat is that you're wrong, and we have to start with the pshat. The Mishnah says, Safek Bechor is Pater, because I'm also Mechor Olav Haraya. Safek Pidin Ben is Pater, I'm also Mechor Olav Haraya. So therefore, Pater, because Safek Pidin Ben is Pater, I'm also Mechor Olav Haraya. That's the psak of the Chalkas Yaakov, Pater. However, the Avnei Nezer, and then other Rishonim following him, including Rav Avadya Yosef, and many others in between, says the Avnei Nezer, the one that I think I also put in brackets, if I'm not mistaken. Shin Sadi Aleph, just the beginning there. He says, no, it's fake Seika. Says, Safek. It's a fake Seika. Why? Maybe taking it out with the Ratzitz is a problem, maybe not. Even if it is a problem, as long as the forceps are only a part of it, touches Mitzvahs the Recha, maybe that's good enough. So he is based on the Tosfos Pitonius and the Raman's fake Sveika. Says, maybe Chatzitza is Poter, right? That's the Ibayatul Ishita and Hulin. We never said Chatzitza was definitely a problem. We said it's an Ibaya. And that Ibaya was not only by Mino, it was also by Siv and Talus, right? And even if so, maybe Miktas Rechem Mikadesh, and therefore he paskin that you are chayav pidyon ben in such a case. Halacha lemaisa. So this is a nafkamina of just how we read the pshat mahalach of our sugya. Where we don't have Miktas Rechem Mikadesh, thought it wasn't Mikadesh, end up the Chalkas Yaakov, potter pidyon ben. Or do we say no, it's we are doha, knowing whether Miktas Rechem Mikadesh or not. And in the end, it's an open question. Once it's an open question, then it's a suffix. So hold on. Even a chatzitza, the whole thing would be a suffix. And here, even a chatzitza, the whole thing is a problem. Maybe Miktas Rechem is Mekadesh, so it's a space vega. And therefore, they paskin that you are chayav pidyon ben, b'makom, in a case where you use forceps. We'll see in a little bit that Moshe Feinstein has a second reason to support this chiyuv. He comes out of left field with it. Well, I'll mention it now. Just to complete the halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, by the way, all the poskim say chayiv against the Chalkas Yaakov. Again, by all, I mean vast majority. They all say chayiv against the Chalkas Yaakov. Even Rav Avadya says that you can do pidyon ben with a bracha, even though he's always very careful about shas bracha l'batala. We paskin chayiv. One of the main reasons the poskim say we paskin chayiv is because we're against the Maharal Ghazi's initial understanding of the sugya and against the Chalkas Yaakov's understanding of the sugya. If you're interested, if you look in the Chalkas Yaakov, if anyone wants to, it is Yoridaeus and Kufay and Zion in the new Chalkas Yaakovs. He tries to bring Diyukim from Rishonim all over Shas that we pass against Vade in Mekadesh. I was not convinced by any of his Diyukim. Apparently neither were Rav Achronim. But we pass in this case that, again, if they still use forceps, if that happens, you would do a pidyon ben. That's what Rav Moshe and Rav Avadya and almost the Avnei Nezer and almost all the postgame suggest. Rav Moshe throws in another reason, which we'll come back to at least twice, which is he says, maybe the whole problem chatzitza is only by Behema, not by Adam. Because by Behema, it's an inyan of Recha Mekadesh. It's Kedusha. Kedusha is an inyan of chatzitza. Chatzitza applies to Kedusha, to Isser V'Heter. By an animal, it's Isser V'Heter Kedusha, so there's a problem chatzitza. He says, maybe by people, it's just Dinei Mavanus. There's no Kedusha in a Bechor. It's just that you owe money. So who says there's chatzitza in Dinei Mavanus? So therefore, Moshe throws in a curveball why you should be chayav. He says maybe there's no Torah of Chatzitza at all by Adam, because Adam is purely Mamonos. There's no Kedusha in the Adam. He says nothing, the Mitzvah's Rechem, the whole Rechem, nothing's Mekadesh the Adam. It's just that the father owes money. Okay, that's a curveball which we'll come back to.
But then what did he say about Caesarian?
What?
What would he say about Caesarian?
No, it still has to be a Petzer Rechem. It has to go through the womb. It just doesn't have to, it has to go through the womb. Right, says Petzer Rechem. It just doesn't have to be niskadish by the womb, so we don't worry about chatzitza. Okay, that's a big fetish for Rav Moshe. It's not only him, it's in one of the earlier Achronim, and I forget who. But Rav Moshe doesn't quote. Rav Moshe is not as big of a buck in the earlier Achronim. Every once in a while he says, and I started looking through the modern day spark, that's like one in a thousand. Rav Avadya quotes the modern day Achronim who, slightly earlier Achronim agree with Rav Moshe, but I forget who it is. Okay. The last thing I just want to point out, I meant to point out earlier, was the, where did I see the Svara?
Okay. I saw this right in the Achrona, I don't remember where, but interestingly, as far as why if I grasp you and put you in the mikvah, that's considered chatzitza, even though we should say min vino eno chotzeitz. So this verse Yisrael says, based on the Rabban, because eno chotzeitz just means it's empty space. But it's still not negia. But if you take the approach of Tosos or most Achronim, that no. Eno chotzeitz means it's like part of you and it's as if you're touching. Then what's the problem if I grasp you and bring you to the mikvah? Min vino eno chotzeitz. And we know it's a problem. It's before Shem Shulchan Aruch. So I saw the other Achronim say, based on the last day in Tosfos, because that's not the normal derech for people to dunk other people in the mikvah. It's the normal derech to walk in yourself. And min mino is chotzeitz, and it's not the normal derech. So that's just someone asked, what do you do with mikvah? A lot of Achronim, or at least I saw a couple of Achronim answer, based on the Rambam, based on the last day in Tosfos, rather, that it depends on derech. Okay, I think that's about all we have to say for mikvah derech and the Kaddish and min mino eino chotzeitz. For now, Usher, I will be matriach you, and then we will go on. Sorry, give me half a second. Here we are. Okay. The continuing in the Gemara, we get to a very, very, very fundamental point. I don't think I can underestimate how important this halacha is, and I don't think I have underestimated it. Gemara asks, "V'chevin de la'atzma v'ulam li lafushi." In the case of Safek, like Zachar and Keva, right? We had twin boy and girl, 50-50 Safek, which came out first. Let's assume. Then, "V'chevin de la'atzma v'ulam li lafushi." Why do I have to be? I'm mafresh set and I don't give it to the Kohen. What's the point of mafresh set and not giving it to the Kohen? If I'm not giving it to the coin, what's the point? We have most of it all right. I don't have to give him a seh, right? Most of it all right, 50-50. I don't have to give the coin a seh. So what's the point of being mafresh the seh? So answers the Gemara. Lafkue laser mine. To take off the iser, not for the coin. Well, the coin's not getting any. Take off the iser. Alma capable of mafkali yisurei. Asurana, we see from here, it must be from our Mishnah, that until you take off the Isser Kukinyon, there's an Isser Hana on a Petra Hamor. Mani, Masnisin Mani, Rabbi Yehuda, which proves our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, Agab, all the Rishonim, pass like Rabbi Yehuda because of this. Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, so we usually pass like a Stam Mishnah, so we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, to the best of my knowledge, all the Rishonim Paskin, that Petra Hamor is Asurana until you're quoted. Titania, Petra Hamor, Asurana, Rabbi Shimon, Matir. Okay, Rabbi Huda answers, and Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon not. Okay, we have other brights. It doesn't say Rabbi Huda here, but there are other brights that say Rabbi Huda, not a problem. Now there's, a couple of problems here. Let's start with the question the Achronim had. What's wrong with this line in the Gemara? The Gemara says, if you're not going to give it to the Kohen, then why are you doing anything? The answer is to get rid of the Isser Hana. What problem did the Achronim have?
You don't do it, you have to do the Arafta.
Okay, that is technically the wrong answer, because that's the problem that Tosfos has. And Tosfos is a Risho. Tosfos says, maybe you're doing it because otherwise you'd be Chayit and Arifa. And Tosfos answers, we'll have to analyze his answer more at the proper time. Says, no, just like you don't have to give it to the Kohen Misafik, you don't have to do Arifa Misafik. I have to figure out exactly what he means by that. But, okay, anyone have a more fundamental problem than Tosos? It's interesting, Tosos wasn't bothered by this. I guess Tosos thought the answer was obvious. It's a Safik. So the Gemara asks, why would you possibly need to be Mafresh Hasem Misafik? Why not just say? No, that's why you don't have to, but... What would you have answered? Okay, maybe I'm the only one. I would have answered, what? It's a mitzvah say to be poded, right? Petach amortif de beseh. Right? It's a mitzvah say, petach amortif de beseh. Safik mitzvasei l'chamra. Whether you give it to a kohen, I'm ultimately a varaya, fine, and a chanami. But what happens to Peter Chamor Tifde Beseh? Right? Why isn't that a good enough answer? There's a mitzvah of pidyon. Why even come on to Arifa? Why not say there's a mitzvah of pidyon? That sounds like a reasonable question, no?
More is looking for the reason behind it.
Why can't the reason behind it be that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa? Hold on, and according to Shimon, there's no mitzvah of pidyon?
Maybe the assumption was that it's all part of the same mitzvah. And if you can't do the whole mitzvah, then you can't do the mitzvah. Why do you have to assume it's two stages?
Okay. So you are really echoing what the Nitziv says here. You're echoing the end of what the Nitziv says here. I just want to take it step by step and start with the beginning of what the Nitziv says. But let's try to analyze what you're saying. Here's the question. The question is, why didn't the Gemara answer that suffix mitzvahs pidyon l'chamra? After all, there's a mitzvah of pidyon. Why isn't that a good enough answer? So, what does Aaron want to answer? Aaron wants to answer, no. There's no mitzvah of pidyon. The mitzvah is to pull that and give it to the kohen. I mean, the mitzvah is the nesina. Not the pinyon. The mitzvah is the nesina, and therefore, since you're potter from the nesina to the mamotz v'erol v'raya, you're potter. And the Nitziv actually says the way you said. He says, well, the mitzvah is the nesina and you're potter, and if you tried to do a pinyon that nesina, it wouldn't be a mitzvah anyway, because... So that's a... that is based... well...
Would you say the same thing by truma?
Would you say the same thing by truma? Certainly not. Certainly not. The question, now, hold on a second. Let me just make Aaron squirm for a bit. He says, no, there's no mitzvah in just on hafrasha. The mitzvah is the nesina, and if you're doing the nesina, yes, if not, not.
It's all part of the same thing.
It's all part of the same thing. But you're not noticing until you do the nesina, right? Because it's not worth doing hafrasha without the nesina. So, hold on a second. So, if that's true, then how about maskana of the Gemara? If I do have frosh without a nesina, it gets rid of the Yisr Hana. That I haven't done a mitzvah and I still get rid of the Yisr Hana? Is that true? I haven't done a mitzvah but I still get rid of the Yisr Hana? Okay, that's a big chiddush. What Aaron's, it might be too big of a chiddush for me to accept. What Aaron's saying is that really there's no mitzvah in afrosha. The mitzvah is only nesina. And on Potter, because the mitzvah of Nesina is a mitzvah of Dinei Mamonos, and when it comes to mitzvah of Dinei Mamonos, we say something of it, even if it's Doraisa, right? It's interesting. Something Doraisa L'chomra, but not a Dinei Mamonos. Even though there's a mitzvah in Dinei Mamonos, right? If there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, Safek, I am Potter. If there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Zila, Safek, I am Potter. If there's a mitzvah of paying Skar Sachir, right? Halana Skar Sachir, it's a big lab to not pay your worker. What if you're Mesopic, whether you owe money? You're a punter. Oh, it's a big lav. No. When it comes to the Dinei Mamonos, even if there's a lav, even if there's an assay, Hamotz Mechwever Olav Haraya. So what Aaron's saying is that maybe the pidyon is like part of the mitzvah, Efshar, but it's not a key of anything by itself. The real mitzvah is the Nesina. And therefore, Lamaskana Defer Shimo. Now it makes sense. There's no mitzvah except the Nesina, and you're punter from the Nesina. And what good would our frosh of that Nesina do anyway? How about the way we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? The mitzvah is no mitzvah till the nesina, but somehow when you did the pidyon, that's good enough to take off the iser hanah. Okay, that is an interesting chiddush. The reason why I haven't seen this in the achronim, I think, is because why should it be that if you say it's not the key of mitzvah, it should take off the iser hanah? It doesn't make sense if that's what the Torah. If you did the mitzvah of the Torah, I understand why you should take off the iser hanah. But I hear Aaron's taina, and I think it's possible. So what does Aaron want to say, right? Aaron Ansrei wants to say that There's the mitzvah. Which way? How about if we go this way? The mitzvah is at least be'ikr in the nesina. And that's why, and safek nesina, we say, obviously, everyone knows you're a safek mitzvah, you have to do a nesina, you don't forgive. Right, truma, okay, it's machlok, because there's a mitzvah, you know, saying the kohen. But everyone agrees to be safek, you don't have to. Pidyon aven, everyone agrees to be safek, you don't have to give pidyon aven to the kohen. That everyone agrees to be safek, I don't have to give the kohen pidyon aven. It's a mitzvah doraisa. No, the mitzvah doraisa of giving people money, you see, I'm ultimate all over raya. That is different. Okay, and then what's the dechak part here? The dachuk part is that for Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say that pidyon is matir the Isser Hanah, even though it's not a kiyum mitzvah. Okay, it might be like part of a process, it might be affiliate with the mitzvah, it might be like connected to the mitzvah, but you haven't been the kind of the mitzvah, and yet you might be the Isser Hanah, but maybe that is possible, Taka. Okay, but many of the Achronim say it in a simpler way.
But we had this stuck here back a couple of years ago. That Motzi Mechavara means that, yeah, it's by you, but in a theoretical possibility, you've already given it, because of when Mashiach comes and tells you it belongs to you, you'll have to give it to him. So it's as if you've given it to him, because there's that theoretical possibility to give it to him.
Yes, that's brilliant, but it's not going to help here. As a matter of fact, it's bad in the sugya, not good. It's brilliant, except that it doesn't help the mahalach of the sugya, because it's hakakasha, not a teretz. Because according to that, hold on a second, maybe Ray. Hold on, let me think for a second. What Morty's saying is that no, the ikr, the mitzvah, is the nesina, and I'm potter because of hamos mechaveru olav haraya. But why did this take off the Isser Hanah? It takes off the Isser Hanah because according to the Shari Yosha and Gilas Yaakov, there is a shtickle nesina here. Because I've at least given them the theoretical right to it if they could prove that their side of the suffix is correct. Now, the only slightly duffed part, but maybe it's not so bad, is that, so why did the Gemara say originally the reason I have to be Makrishit is because I am the suffix Nesina? So you have to say that this, like, suffix theoretical suffix Nesina, according to the Shari Yosher, is not something I'd be obligated to do ab initio, lechatchila. Lechatchila, that's not a good enough reason for me to have to do it. But it's enough to get rid of the Isser Hanah. Okay, I think you might be right. What do you want to answer? So, Morty Tarrigan answers that you have to say something like this, even though... now I can say it. Now I have fancy words to say it to make it sound good. You ready? Even though there is no... of Nesina Misafek. There is a Kiyum Nesina, at least some level of Kiyum Nesina, according to the Shari Yosher and the Kilos Yaakov, right? Because they say, I have done a little bit of a Nesina here, and that is enough to matir the Isser Hanah. Okay, that's still an assumption, but maybe one of these two ways is not so crazy, right? So maybe you could say, really, there's no mitzvahs pidyon, the mitzvah is the nesina, that's why they were never said, you're chayv to the mitzvahs pidyon, but once there's an Isser Hanah, even though there's no chi of nesina, you need to do something to get rid of the Isser Hanah, and maybe this ki of nesina is enough to get rid of the Isser Hanah. That is a good question. That was I pointed out. That's the dachuk part. You have to say maybe it's a kiyum without a chiyum, meaning it's not sofik doraisa lechomer because the most of my foreil of haraya.
But it's not.
Um, I'm going to have to be very subtle here to get out of this. Whether I can succeed or not is an open question. Maybe I have to say that alts, meaning why not say, you're still suffic, the orisa. I don't know. It's a good question. We'll have to see if we can analyze that. Let me go with something very similar to what Aaron said, almost the same as what Aaron said, but that's popular with a number of the Achronim. What are a number of the Achronim saying? And this is Maril Gazi changed his mind about this sugya. I mean, I'm Medayek. He says so explicitly in Perek Aleph, he said one thing. And then in Perek Bet, he said, let me revisit this sugya, and Taka, I have a new pshat. Many Achronim, hard to say most, because all the Achronim discuss this. This is an obvious question, even though the Rishonim were not bothered at all. All the Achronim discuss this, and many of them say the same thing as the Maril Gazi in the second Perek. So, I'm really stuck. I had to give shiur without a board earlier this week. I gave a Skype shiur to Florida. And I'm sure there's no running board on Skype. Just when you're my age, you don't know how. But it was very, very hard. I suffered.
Can you go check other classrooms?
Yeah, if you could run. Let's see what you could do. Anyway. The Maharil Gazi, fine. The Maharil Gazi in the second parak. And this is also in the Michas Chinuch. This is also in the Merome Sadev, the Netziv right here, and it's a few Achronim. Say that maybe this Lamdus is the Machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Maybe this is good for the Machlokis between Rabbi Shimon. Originally the question was, the mitzvah is just Nesina. So why do you have to do a Frosh and Misafik? And it's just Nesina. And you're part of the mitzvah of Nesina because it's a mitzvah Shem Mamon. And the answer was no. This is Rabbi Yehuda who says it's Nisra Hanah. What does he mean when he says it's Nisra Hanah? When he says it's Nisra Hanah, what he means is that there's a mitzvah of Pidyon Ben Adol Makom having nothing to do with Ben Adol Machaveiro. There's an Isra Hanah. There's an Isra Hanah Mitzad. What does Isra Hanah mean? It means there's a Kedushas, perhaps. There's a Kedushas status to this animal. There's an Isra status to this animal. So that means the Chi of Pidyon is not Ben Adol Machaveiro, you owe the Kohen something. No, it's Ben Adol Makom. It's Isurin. It's not Momonos. It's Isurin. You have an Isra and you have to be Podet to matter the Isra. So therefore, in the end, the answer is because Safed Mitzvah's Pidyon is L'chumra. Just that's Gufa, what we prove through the Isser, what we mean by Akia the Isser, that there's a side problem you have to get rid of the Isser Hanah. What we mean is, fundamentally, the fact is an Isser Hanah shows that the Pidyon is a ritual Pidyon and not merely a debt to the Kohen. That's the Maharid al-Ghazi says in the second parak, and he says this Chakira, as to whether the Mitzvah is a Pidyon or a Nesina, is Gufa, machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So Aaron wanted to say, according to everyone, the mitzvah is Nesina. And then we got into a bit of the chak, which we could get out of. But the spinning that runs say much more simply. That's Gufa, the part of the Shaka Vataria. Originally thought the mitzvah was only Nesina and most of it was Haraya. Then they say no. The fact is, in Isra Na'a is another way of saying, in different words, that there's a mitzvah of a ritual opinion. Now, the mitzvah of this ritual opinion, of course, is something the Chumrah. And the Isra Na'a is just a siman more than a sibah. The Isra Na'a just illustrates the point that there's a ritual action going on here, and is not just a technical problem, the Isra Na'a.
Checked every classroom.
That's all you get. Okay, well, all you need is one. B'shasem Tzak, thank you. Let's see this. Ooh, look at this. Maharid al-Ghazi, Perek Beis. Likewise, the Minchas Chinuch. I think it's in Mitzvah Yud Ches, if I am not I apologize. Chaf Gimel. And the Merome Sade of the Netziv here say, this is the Machlokes, Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Shimon, the mitzvah is the Nesina, and we say Hamosinechaver Ol Haraya. But according to Rav Yehuda, we don't mean technically there's an Isra Hanah problem. Taka, there's a technical problem, Isra Hanah Nebuch. We mean this shows that it's about Pidyon Isra and not about Nesinas Mamon. The mitzvah equals it is a ritual pidyon. How do we know it's a ritual pidyon? Because it's matar and isser hana. And therefore, we say safek de oraisa lechumra, or say better, just better words, safek isser lechumra, as illustrated by the Isser Hanah. Not that the Isser Hanah is really what makes us do it. That just illustrates the fact that he has a different orientation for his Pidyon Petach Hamor. The Marid Al-Ghazi, however, in the first Perek, has a different answer. The Marid Al-Ghazi in the first Perek, and I also saw this shot in someone called the Mishmaros Kahuna, who's on the Bar Ilan. It's a Tunisian gadol from 200 years ago. So the Mishmaros Kahuna, it's really amazing how much influence the Bar Ilan has over what Achronim I read, and the rest of the world. Says the same shot as Marid Al-Ghazi in the first parak. Okay, Marid Al-Ghazi wouldn't be good enough. He's printed in the Sefer and not even on the Bar Ilan, which we should complain about. Those who know the fellows there, he's even on the DBS. So wag your finger at that. He says that no. He says, really, everyone agrees. This is the opposite. What Aaron wanted to say is that everyone agrees the mitzvah is the sina, not a ritual pidyon. What the minchas chinuch for the Marid Al-Ghazi in the end, and then the Tzir want to say that no, that's goof for the machlokas tanam that isra na'a. What the Marid Al-Ghazi in the beginning of Mishmaros Kahuna wants to say is that no, everyone agrees there's a mitzvah of ritual pidyon. Everyone agrees the mitzvah of ritual pidyon. One of the Gemara asked in the first place, why do you do it? It's a safek is l'chumra. So he bases himself on Tosos de Ramaskal Zachar. Right? This is, hold on a second. Maybe you can answer based on a Tosos. Tosos de Ramaskal Zachar asks the question. He says, he says, every Zachar Nekeva is really a Rove Lekula. Why? Maybe the Nekeva came. We thought it was, until now we thought it was Suffolk. Maybe the Nekeva came first, maybe the Zachar came first. So a lot of the Achronim say the Tosas is a Suffolk. Tosas says, no, every Zachar Nekeva is really a Rove. It's the same basic idea and he has in the Rasta Matana. Maybe the Nekeva came out first, or maybe they came out at the same time. And if they came out at the same time, then they would also be Potter. Because, I'm not getting into every detail of that Tosos, because at least the simplest reason is, since in a cave they don't mean over Zachar, so it's a chatzitza, so it would be Potter, or because maybe if they come at the same time, then that's not called a Zachar Petter Rechem. So, but Tosos clearly said, in the Rinaskal Zachar Nekeva, that a Zachar Nekeva is really Rov Lekula, 49% Zachar, 49.99% Zachar came first, Chayev. 49.99% of the Nekeva came first. 0.001% or 0.02% that they came together is a Ptur. So in the end, the 0.01% chance that he's Potter. Okay, it's a Rove. What is Tosus' answer? Who remembers Tosus' answer? That Tosus said, really, it's a Rove Lekula, so why are we Machmir? Remember Tosus' famous answer? Because, why are we Machmir if it's a Rove Lekula? Because then it's free. It doesn't cost you anything to be machmer and keep for yourself. So if it doesn't cost anything, it should be machmer. Even makom seik seika. Kol shekein b'makom 50.01% rove. Okay, the Chazanish and others don't like this toast. They say, give me a break. This is not considered like a rove. That's a weird case. If you have two normal cases and a far out 0.01% chance, that still counts as a 50-50 suffix. Don't bring in weird possibilities. But doesn't matter. Tosos does. So what does he say? Based on Tosos, he says, but Al pi Tosus Dibra Masbel Zachar Unikeva. It's really a Rove Liftar. And that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is Safek Mitzvah Daraisa with a Rove Liftar. Why bother to do it? Why bother to do it if there's a Rove Liftar? And really, the question of the Gemara was
why be poda if there's a rove liftar? And the answer was that by Yisrei Hana they were a little more machmir. What is a little more machmir? Doesn't mean they'd be machmir to make you lose $1 million even if there's a rogue lahatir. But since it's free to be machmir anyway, just as free to be machmir, wouldn't be machmir on a stam mitzvah. But if it's not just a stam mitzvah, like, so you do the mitzvah, you don't. Rove potter, that was the Gemara's question. Al pi rove, you should be potter. It is a ritual pidyon l'kulei alma, but al pi rove, you should be potter from rituals. The answer is, but every time you work with this animal, you're going to do an isser. Then it doesn't make sense. Mamish, 100 times, you know, 1,000 times of your life, you're going to do a chash isser? Better just be macher and get rid of it if it doesn't cost you anything, even though there's a rove that it's mutter. So now, of course, there's a who says there's a difference between a stam mitzvah and an isser hana'a in terms of what to do in the case of rove? This is made up on the spot. But that's the Ma'arid al-Ghazi's Kiddush, the Ma'arid al-Ghazi in the first part of the Mishnah was going to say, everyone agrees the ritual pidyon, everyone agrees suffering the Raisa l'chumra, and it's not about the Moshe Raya and Mamanos, it's really a mitzvah. It's a ritual mitzvah of pidyon. But the Gemara's question is, should be potter because there's a rove to matir? And the answer is, well, if there's also an Isra Hanah involved, then you don't want to start messing around with Isra Hanah unnecessarily, so you might as well be matir. The Sfas Emes, I put on the Makor sheet someplace here.
Isn't that a machlok in Balamor that I'm back in the beginning of school? Whether you have a brass rove.
No, that machlok is whether, if you have a rove, you have to try and find out the truth if you can. Here, you can't find out the truth. I mean, no one was there at the time of the Leda. There is no way to find out. You could just stam be machmir. That's not the machlok of Balamor and Bad. No one says you have to stam be machmir. That's the question is, if you could find out what happened, you have to start asking Aden. But over here, there are no Aden, so that machlokas wouldn't be relevant. The stomach, no one was in the barn at the time. But that would be, you know, if someone was in the barn at the time, then it would get into that machlokas. The Sfas Emes has a slightly different answer here. The Sfas Emes says, that I put on the sheet here, he has an interesting chiddush here. His interesting chiddush is almost the same thing as Aaron and the most Achronim said. He just has a slightly different chiddush. What's not 100% clear to me is, and this is everyone can make their own decision, is he more like Aaron and saying this even for Yehuda, or more like the Menchostina Chudime and saying this only I'll leave it to Shimon, but the Sfas Emes says very similar, but what does he say? The way they say is the Ikar Mitzvah is Nesina Seh Motzim Hirol Varaya, right? But not that the Ikar Mitzvah is Nesina Seh. That's what Aaron said for all the Tanaim and the Achronim said for Rabbi Shimon. He says no. He has a different Knech. He says the Ikar Mitzvah isn't Nesina Seh. The Ikar Mitzvah is Nesinas Ha. Only one option left, exactly. But Ikar Mitzvah is Nesinas Ha Petar Hamor. Technically, Petar Ha Hamor. But I think most people are knowing not to be technical. The Ikar Mitzvah is Nesinas. Right, that's why I put the hyphen to excuse my lack of proper grammar. Right, for sure, if like us Americans, for sure, we always put the hay at the beginning. I think very proper Israelis always put the hay on the second, on the second word. But what I've seen is that very proper Israelis say, you know, you're muzman to bar ha mitzvah shel b'ni, but on the street they say ha bar mitzvah. So I can say ha petar chamor. But again, if you're ever in a very proper Hebrew company, you should know never say something like ha bar mitzvah or ha petar chamor. It's Petar HaChamor, Bar HaMitzvah, right? Al Yad Ben Yishai. The way to remember is Al Yad Ben Yishai, Beit HaLachmi, not HaBeit Lachmi. Okay. End of Dikduk Shir. Back to Gemara Shir.
The Brooklyn, they made a mistake when they say Bat Knesset.
Right, clearly it's not HaBeit Knesset, it's Beit HaKnesset. Batei HaKnesset. Right. Okay, Baiter. Now, Beis HaMikdash, we all heard, right? Now, Nesinas, fine. But Nesinas Peter HaChamor. That's the Iker Mitzvah, is giving the Peter HaChamor. What is the Mitzvah of Pidyon? The Mitzvah of Pidyon is... But, well, first, the Iker Mitzvah is to give the Peter HaChamor. And, Hamotz Mechol Raya. So, in Suffolk, you are Potter. Ah, what's the Mitzvah of Pidyon? Says, the Mitzvah of Pidyon is only once you owe him the Chamor to be Podeh Biseh. Yeah, once you owe him the Chamor, then the Mitzvah of Pidyon to be Podeh Biseh. But the Iker Mitzvah is giving the Chamor. And therefore, in the case of Safek, most of it all right, this Iker Mitzvah is the scene that not Mitzvah is Pidyon. He just has a different change. Not Iker Mitzvah the scene is Hasen, not Pidyon HaChamor. Iker Mitzvah is the scene is HaChamor. And the Pidyon is that second step. Once you own the Chamor, you should trade him and give him a set instead. And therefore, the Nafkamina says it's Hasen. This is the famous Machlokes, Rishonim and Achronim is Amayotze the Mitzvah if I just give him the Chamor. What we would have thought is that no, the Torah says Peter HaChamor is the devil's most devil of Tov. Doesn't say anything of giving him the Chamor, right? So I'm yotzei the mitzvah by polo de b'seh or arifa. If I give him the Chamor, that doesn't help. I haven't been yotzei the mitzvah at all by giving the Chamor.
He can take
if he's the Kohen smart. He'll say, you want to give me this Chamor as a matana? Great, I'll take the Chamor and now I'll be polo if it's sad. And give myself the set, and I'll end up with everything. So it's a good deal for the Kohen. But, for sure it's a good deal for the Kohen. And remember, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that, which this Vasem has trouble dealing with, he has to be pulled to the set. But he says, the Iker, your Yotzei, by giving him, and I have two ways to answer that according to this Vasem, by giving him the Kohen. This is the famous topic, the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is dealing with a very weird fellow. Unfortunately, we don't have, this is the second Chaluk of the Trumas Hadeshen. The first Chaluk of the Trumas Hadeshen, well, the Trumas Hadeshen now is published in two Chalakim. Only the first Chaluk called Trumas Hadeshen because it has 354 Simanim. That's Deshen. That's what he called the Trumas Hadeshen. And he wrote all the questions himself. They're like essays. They're not really shut. Then, in the back of the Trumas Hadeshen, they make a second Chaluk called Psakim Uchsavim, which are either things he wrote or actual shuts that he wrote, actual letters he wrote to people. This is an actual letter he wrote to someone who must have been very interesting, because this fellow wanted to say, if you give your son to a Kohen, you're Yotzei, even if you don't do Pidyon Aven. So, the Trumas Hadeshen says, I never heard of such a thing, that is the craziest thing I've heard of in my entire life. What exactly do you mean give your son to a Kohen? He should be the Eved of the Kohen? Like, that doesn't work. He should be the son of the Kohen? That also doesn't work, luckily. How can you give your son to the Kohen? Okay, I don't know, we'll come back to it. Maybe it's not so crazy. After all, who Taket did give their son to a Kohen? Not he did Pidyon Aven necessarily, or maybe. Chana, right? Chana did it. Seems to have worked. As what? As a Mesharis. Right? As a Mesharis B'Mikdash. Maybe not so crazy.
But she went in for you to work.
Okay. Maybe that was just a practical consideration. Lemaisa, the guy's still crazy. So says the Trumas Hadeshen, he says, you think if you give your son to the Kohen, you're Yotzei just like Peter HaChamor? He says, that's ridiculous. He says, who says you're Yotzei in Peter HaChamor if you give it to a Kohen? And even if you are, that's only Peter HaChamor, because it's Kedush HaGuf, and not, like we just saw in the name of Moshe, not a other, which has no Kedush HaGuf. So what are the, basically, this is the famous, this is known as the famous Sofik of the Trumas Hadeshen. It's actually Machlokes in earlier Rishonim of Yerushalayim. Or, earlier or later. This is the Sofik of the Trumas Hadeshen. He says, maybe you're not Yotzei Pidyon in Peter HaChamor by giving the Chamor to the Kohen, or even if you are, you're not Yotzei Pidyon Ben. So Pidyon Ben, you're not Yotzei. Peter HaChamor, you can see it both ways. So that's the suffering of the Trumas Hadeshen. The simple shot is that you're not Yotzei by giving it to the Kohen, just because the Mishnah says Mefurish, the Kohen still has to be Podeh afterwards. And if you're Yotzei, why would you still have to be Podeh? Unless you say that no, your Yotzei, your Chiyah by giving it to the Kohen, right? The Iker Chiyah is to give it to the Kohen. Your Yotzei, your Chiyah by giving it to the Kohen, then there's still a din that whoever's in charge of it has to be posed to the Seh, so you transfer that Chiyah over to him.
Put it on anything. Or
what?
Put the Chamor on anything.
Right, you want to waste money.
So be put to the Chamor on itself?
No, you have to put something on itself.
But why not?
That's obvious.
If you can be put to the Chamor on anything, that indicates that you can't.
Okay, we can argue about that later.
No, but doesn't the fact that we're talking about pigeon imply that, in other words, when pigeon shvuyim, the shvuyim is by the guy, and you have to be pulled in from the guy. So doesn't pigeon bahar imply that there's really a bailus by the kahuna of the chamor before you come?
Lam dafka. According to Mandar Meisr Sheni Moment Hedyot, there's still pigeon Meisr Sheni, it just takes away the Kedusha.
So why is it pigeon?
Because pigeon is poda the Kedusha. Doesn't have to be poda, it can be poda status.
With the class, I still have our question of once there's no mitzvah to give chamor, and then therefore it must be the said, and why should I get rid of this or not?
Yes, absolutely. So basically, either he'll have to say, I'm only talking about Rosh Hashanah, not Rav Yehuda, which it's not clear to me. At the end, he says, don't we say that there's still need pidyon even after you give it to a kohen? If he says something different, he says, that's only according to Rav Yehuda. Taka ben Rav Shimon, you don't need. So I'm not sure if what he's saying is that I'm only saying Mashita according to Rav Shimon, I was never saying Mashita according to Rav Yehuda, and then it's neither like everyone else. Or he's trying to say something more fancy and he has to end up here. So that's why I'm not sure if he ends up in this direction or in that direction. Obviously, it's a lot easier if he ends up in that direction. And he says, everything I said is a leave it to Rav Shimon. I'm not talking a leave it to Rav Yehuda. Leave it to Rav Yehuda is a different story. Everything I said is a leave it to Rav Shimon, and Taka, he does say a leave it to Rav Shimon. If I give it to the Kohen, it doesn't have to be Poda. A leave it to Rav Shimon. So if he's just a leave it to Rav Shimon, it's good. Stop mission Rav Yehuda, I'm a leave it to Rav Shimon. Fine. So this is as far as we're going to tie this into another question. What's the nature of when we say the mitzvah say of pidyon petach hamor? Is the mitzvah say a ritual pidyon, or is the mitzvah say a nesina l'kohen? And here we have, a bunch of different pshatim. We have either for sure it's a ritual pidyon. The Havnin Argamar is because of Rove, not because of Motzvah of Haraya. Or no, the Havnin Argamar is because of Mitzvah's Nesina. Either Nesina's Haseh, or Chiddush Nesina's HaChamor. In which case you're Yotzei and Shemayim, you've done your obligation to Shemayim, you give your Chamor to Kohen, which is a Chiddush, what is the Safi of the Trum Zadeshin? And then we just had to deal with, hold on a second, if really the Mitzvah is Nesina, how does that shtim with Rabbi Yehuda, the Maskanavar? So yeah, so the easiest way is to know that for Rabbi Shimon it's Mitzvah Nesina. For Rabbi Yehuda it's a Mitzvah, a ritual pidyon. Yepi Nilchak, and I've been, it's been days I've been trying to work out whether it's really going to work out smoothly or not to try and stick that even into Rabbi Yehuda. It's tricky in Rabbi Yehuda to say it's a Mitzvah Nesina. But maybe possible. Now, this is going to perhaps tie into, I'm not promising you it's Tali Havaha, or at least not in both directions. But this might tie into a very fundamental machlokes. But in order to understand that very fundamental machlokes, we should probably first read a few lines of Gemara. So let us learn a few lines of Gemara. The Gemara says, where did Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon come from? My time in Rabbi Yehuda. So there are two basic approaches. First is Amar Ula. What do you mean? I can prove to you why it's Asar Anah. Anything that needs pidyon must be Asar. Otherwise, why are you putting it? B'chor Adam Sarach Diyo Mutter. That's not true. B'chor Adam is Mutter, and yet you have to do pidyon aben. Ela, Yeshla Davar, that's not what I meant. Yeshla Davar Sheikh, Bidal Vator B'sel Mutter. What I meant is, in a Hanami, there are cases when you owe money. Owing money doesn't prove any Isser status. But here, Deputy Dabka said, that's a ritual. Is there a case where the Torah prescribes a special ritual pidyon, and yet there's no Isser status? No, if there's a ritual pidyon, it must be that there's some Isser you're being poda. Then the word just asks you, mihik pida, is that really a pada? Or the Chemi Bredi Rabbi Yosef Parag Levishoki? The Chemi Rabbi Yosef did pidyon a ben with vegetables. Bishavio. With its value. Meaning, what's the principle that's established? I think it's on Yud Aleph and Aleph, yeah, in another wad and a half. That it's just a kuli you could use a seh. A seh is worth much less than a chamor in maybe even all economies since the beginning of history. So it's a kula. Instead of a chamor, you can give a seh. But if you want to give the full value of a chamor, you can be poda with anything. if you want to waste money. And apparently someone, one of the Amorim did that once. Why would he want to waste money? Mistama, he just lived in a town where there were no says and he was stuck, so what could he do? So he had to waste money and repode b'shavio. So Gemara said, no, b'shavio lo kamrina. I'm not talking about when it's with its value. Kamrina lo shalo b'shavio. What I'm talking about is when you don't pay its full value. B'ach kamrina, this is what I mean to say. Yesh l'adar shek pita lo v'tor l'ku yisur b'seh. Right, is there anything the Torah be makbid dafka on a set of a key of the Isser? What they mean by this is that Einachanami, if you pulled in the full value, that could be viewed as just a debt. But since Shaloba Shavio, a set counts, that proves there's some ritual aspect here. Since there's a ritual aspect that at least Shaloba Shavio, a set, your yokes in the midst of a dafka with a set, not with anything else, that proves there must be some Isser status here. Okay, that's his logic. Then the Gemara just asked, "Vary Meiser Shek Pidul of Torah beKesef Tzura." But Meiser also, there's a ritual aspect to the Pidyon. You need to use Kesef Tzura. You need to use minted coins and not anything else. So therefore, according to you, you should also prove Meiser. Meiser here means Meiser Sheni. That's what you quote. Meiser Sheni is also Brana. Utanan Rabbi Yehuda remains at Kiddush, but doesn't Rabbi Yehuda says if you beshogeg or Mekadosh with Meiser Sheni, then it's a Mekach Tos. So it's not a valid Kiddushin because she says, I didn't know it was Meiser Sheni. I thought it was regular stuff. But if Bemezer, you say, would you like this Meiser Sheni and you'll marry me? And she says, okay. Then it's a valid Kiddushin. So doesn't that prove it's Motzer Banah? So the Gemara says an interesting Kiddush, which we're not going to completely analyze now. But Petachor Nami Kacha. No, Petachor is also Banah. Meister Shani is also Osir Banah. Most Achronim conclude from this Sugya that Meister Shani is also Banah. It doesn't say that anywhere else in Shatz, but they learn it from this Sugya. Meister Shani is also Osir Banah. But who says you can't be Mikadosh with Isuri Hanah? You can't be Mikadosh with regular Isuri Hanah because they're not worth anything. But Meister Shani and Petach Hamor are the two Isur HaNah that are indirectly worth, that are eventually worth something. How so? Because Petach Hamor Nami Mikachek to Rabbi Elazar, to Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ishi Yadacha in Master Shani Mishal Yadav, Olav Ochal to Bishalayim. No, Petach Hamor and Master Shani, they're both Asar HaNah, but they're both can be used for Kedushin. Like Rabbi Elazar says, if you're Makadosh a girl with Petach Hamor, again, this would probably work amazing. She knows it's Petach Hamor, you're not tricking her. She knows that Petach Hamor is not worth anything, but what does she have in mind? That she'll be poed at the seh. She knows it's worth $50. But it's asur b'hanah. But a seh costs $5. So she'll buy a seh for $5, be poed at, and she'll have a profit of $45. And that's why it is a valid... started the wrong direction. Meiser Sheni. A woman knows that Meiser Sheni is not going to stop being Meiser Sheni just to give you a curfew kedushin, and that she can't get any hanah from it. But she can bring Yerushalayim and eat it. In the Gvulin, she can't get a na. In Yerushalayim, she can get a na. And therefore, she has in mind that she's mekudeshes with the fact that it's worth something, not now, but it's worth something later. And the same thing here. Hakanami, she adats petamori suri isbei, uparka lebeseh, makachavach beini beini. She'll get the differential between the value of a chamor and the value of a seh, and that's why it is a valid kedushin. Rav Shimon, my time. Okay, so that's Rav Yehuda. Since there's a ritual aspect to the pidyon, it must be usher. What's Rav Shimon svara? Amar ula yesh lecha davar shepidyonu motzer usher. He says, hold on. When you're poed to beset, the sad's motzer banah. How could the pidyon be motzer if it was usher? You'd have to transfer. So obviously, it can't be usher because then why would the pidyon be motzer? The law of our shvius to pidyonu motzer. The pidyon of shvius is motzer, but it itself is usher. Right, now this happens to be a very difficult line to fully understand, but we'll just read a kapshuto now. Shvius, the pidyon of shvius, meaning if I, let's say I sell shvius for money. The money is mutter, but the shvius itself is asur, so doesn't that prove you can have something asur even though its pidyon is mutter? No, shvius nami pidyon asur. No, shvius is asur and its pidyon is asur. Damar mar achron achron asur. The last thing is asur. What does that mean? That if I sell my payroll shvius for money, the payroll stays usher, but the money is usher. If I use the money to buy fish, the money is mutter and the fish is usher. If I sell the fish for money, the fish is mutter and the money is usher. If I use the money to buy candy, the money is mutter and the candy is usher. I mean, the last thing I bought with it is always usher. So therefore, shvius is usher and its pidyon is usher. But there's nothing that's usher and its pidyon is mutter, which proves that petach hamor is mutter. So that is one way. They're arguing purely based on svara. The vice ema, or you could say they're arguing on psukim. Rabbi Yehuda Rishon b'Hai Korkim Iflia. They're arguing about this pasuk. The Tanya lo savod b'kor sharecha says lo savod b'kor sharecha lo savod b'kor sonecha. In the end of Parshas Re'eh. So it's a miyut. Why not just say behema? So losa, or why not just say bechor? Losa bechor sharechel to obey bishel shav shel achirim. You can't use your shor, but there is a heter avoda if it's joint partnership between you and a guy. We mentioned on daf bezim and aleph machloksim Rashi and the shitim gets in tmura whether it was only a heter gizva avoda or a hafkas kedusha lagamri. Rashi here says the same thing he says in daf bez. But you can't be gozes partnership. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer lo savog b'chor sharechav al tov b'chor adam. You can't work with a b'chor shor, but a b'chor adam's allowed to work even before pidyon. Lo savog b'chor sharechav al tov gozes b'chor chamor. You can't be gozes b'chor tzom, but you can't be gozes a petr chamor, which proves a petr chamor is mutter behana'ah, meaning Rabbi Yehuda has no mocker that it's aser hana'ah, that it's mutter hana'ah, so it's aser by default. It's aser. Why by default is it aser rana? Rashi says, because it's like a bechor shor and seh, right? Just like bechor behemoth is aser rana. By default, it's aser rana. Rabbi Yehuda has no drasha to matter it, and Rabbi Shimon does have a drasha to matter it. Bishlam or Shimon Hanyuk said trei kroy. Rabbi Yehuda trei kroy lemutz shachav shalachem lovely. Why does Rabbi Yehuda need two psukim to be in my partnership of a guy? The sula Rabbi Yehuda bechor adam nami named aser, and also Rabbi Yehuda is going to aser a bechor adam from working. Can't be. No, everyone agrees the price was inaccurate. Everyone agrees shorchad mema'it an animal is also b'chor adam is mutter. That's how we knew above b'chor adam is mutter b'hanah. Meaning the hav means that all b'chors are also even adam. You need a pasuk to matter b'chor adam b'hanah, right? Everyone agrees the pasuk to aser b'chor adam to matter b'chor adam b'hanah. He pleaded with soncha. They argue how to darshan soncha. Rabbi Yehuda l'tami damer shutz olchem chayis b'chor ruchi itzur felam ishbiyizav avoda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds there is a chi of b'chor and shutz over the shutz of a guy. Therefore, you might think there's even Isser Giza Vavoda, so you need a pasuk to matter the Giza Vavoda. Rabbi Shimon Savar Shutfas Ochem Pturman Abchor. Rabbi Shimon is like the Chacham in that base. No, there's no Chi Bechor at all in Shutfas Akam, so there's no half of me to Asher Giza Vavoda. Let me give Vavoda Itzer Kra. It's obvious there's no Isser. So Ki Itzer Kra, the Peter Chamor. So you need the Kra for matter Peter Chamor. Bishlam, the Rabbi Yehuda Hainu said Tzomcha Vashorcha. Atu Tzomcha. For Rabbi Yehuda, I understand why you need the Cha, which has to do with ownership. Right? Soncha is your ownership, not ownership of a partial ownership of a guy. And Shorcha has a cha, agav, soncha. Elder of Shuma Shorcha and Soncha, lamali, kasha. According to Rabbi Shimon, it could have said Shor and Son. Shor and my Adam, Son and my Chamor. Why do you need the cha? Okay, that's difficult. Not a Tiyofta, but a kasha. Okay, stopping here. We see two as there. Either Rabbi Yehuda has a svara, if there's a ritual aspect of the pinyon, it must be usher. Rabbi Shimon has a svara, if the says motor the chamor must be motor, otherwise where did the iser go? Or it's based on psukim. Everyone thinks it should be usher, and everyone and even people should be usher b'chor. There's a pasuk to matter people. They argue whether there's a second pasuk to matter chamor or not. Agav, in terms of psak, it's interesting. How do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or Shimon? We paskin stamish like Rabbi Yehuda that petah chamor is usher b'hanah. How do we pass him a shut fasakum? Like Rav Shimon. So hold on a second. Well, how does that make sense? If we pass him a shut fasakum like Rav Shimon, then we don't need Tzonecha to be matur shut fasakum. So shouldn't Tzonecha be matur chamor? I mean, according to the last drasha, it's totally havaha. If you hold shutfas akum as chayav, then you hold petachomor as also banah. If you hold shutfas akum as potter, then petachomor as mutter banah. So, how do you justify a psak? So, okay, all the Achronim say the same thing in different words. I put a svas emes here, just very poshut, the first svas emes on the sheet. He says, since we know that we paskin, we follow the Stam Mishnas. The Stam Mishnah in the beginning of the parak was like Rav Shimon, that shut the zakim as potter, yet the Stam Mishnah here is like Rav Yehuda, that it's also about Noah. So it must be that we hold like the Lishna Kama of Argaman instead of Lishna Masra, like Ula against the Brisa. It must be we hold that they were not arguing about this Pasuk. It must be we hold they were arguing about the Svaras of Ula. So that's what the Svaseva says. We pass like the Lishna Kama, that there is not necessarily a flut, that the two machlokas do not depend on each other. And we paskin Shut Fasakam is Mutter, and Petach Hamor is Aser Behana. Ah, what do we do with the pasuk? What do we do with the pasuk? Shorcha is a shor is aser, but a person is mutter. What do you do with Tzomcha? Can't be Shutfas Akum is Mutter. Shutfas Akum is Mutter in the first place. So what taka do we do with the Pasuk? And it can't be that it's a Heter Hanah, because it's taka Aser Hanah. So what do we do with this Pasuk? So here the Sfasema says, now I can find you the Makor of the Rush. Says the Rush on our Sugya. It says the Rush on our Sugya. What does the Rush say in our Sugya? We paskin that a Petach Mor is Aser Bahanah, but it's Mutter Giza Navoda. It's only Aser Bahanah. There's no Isser Giza Avoda. It's only Isser Hanah. No Isser Giza Avoda. What does that mean? Well, Avoda usually is Hanah, right? But Giza, what if you don't want to use the wool? What if it just needs a haircut, right? Poor thing. So what if the poor thing just has hair all over its eyes and can't see? Or it has a little, has a little wound. You want to give it stitches, so you have to shave the area first. So you just want to give it a haircut and not use the hair. You'll bury the hair, you'll burn the hair, you'll throw in the garbage, the non-compostable garbage, whatever it may be. So the Rosh says, Tak, it's mutter. There's no Isser Giza Vavuda per se. There's only Isser Hanah. So the Sfas Emes says, that's how we darshan the pasa. The way we darshan the pasa is Shorcha. Lema'i b'chor adam. What do we do with Tzomcha? Again, we can't say Tamater b'chor be. We can't say Tamater b'chor petach hamor because we hold it's usher. We can't say it is Lema'i lahater shufas akum because shufas akum is mufka legamri. So, says the Sfas Emes, we say that what do we do with Tzomcha? We say lehatir heter hamor b'giza v'avoda. But not behanah. The Chazanish also says Ula holds this way. That we pass them like Ula, they're arguing about Svaras, and everyone will work out the Pasuk. How will everyone work out the Pasuk? Everyone will work out the Pasuk however they want. We'll work out the Pasuk that is Lahatar Petamor Begiz of Avoda, and he says maybe that is the Makor of the Rush. Maybe it sent me Svara. Maybe that's the Makor. If you need a mucker, maybe that's the mucker of the Rush who says there's a heter giz of avoda as long as you're not nana. I guess theoretically you could even go tell a chamor maybe to like go plow a, tell a chamor to go plow a field of heifer or something as long as you're not nana. There's no sir avoda. But clearly there's no sir giza, which you could easily imagine giza without getting hana. Okay, that's what the Sfas Emes says in the end. So what does the Sfas Emes say? He says, Kaimalon. Ke'ula, right? Shenechlegu b'svara v'lo b'kra. Okay, Taka, what do we do with the kra? That's the Sfas Emes' suggestion. Now, let us get back to a fundamental question here. What's the nature of this Isser Hana'ah of a of Petra Hamor? Right, Rabbi Yehuda learned that it's Aser Bahanah. What's the nature of this Isra Hanah of Petach Hamor? And here we see a very, very, very fundamental machlokas among the Achronim. What does the Note of Yehuda say? Someone? Summarize for me the Note of Yehuda. What does the Note of Yehuda say about the Isra Hanah of Petach Hamor? According to the way we paskin, of course. What did he say about the Isra Hanah of Petach Hamor? So he quotes the Gemara later on. The Gemara later on asks, why is there a mitzvah of Arifa? Why did the Torah say, Kind of the Torah? Bin Losif de Barato. Anyone know what we answer? Why is there a mitzvah of Arifa? Rashi quotes on a Chumash. Why is there a mitzvah of Arifa? Almost. Who hifsid mamono shel kohen? Lefikach yufsad mamono. Right? Okay, knas. Exactly, it's a knas. Right? You didn't pay what you should have to the kohen, so therefore you lose money. Says the Noda Yehuda, his diuk is not so strong. His diuk is, what do you mean? Why are they asking why there's a rifa? And they were like, now you lose money. What do you mean? You never had the money all along. It was Aser Bahanah. What's the big deal of losing the money? Right, you just lost an Isra Hanah.
what's the big deal? So he says, no, they're asking about Arifa and the Isser Hanah. Why is there an Isser Hanah meanwhile and Arifa if you finally decide not to do it? The answer is, because you are master of the Mamon Shel Kohen, and think of Yusuf Mamono, says the Isser Hanah is the same as Arifa. It's a Knas because of the Hefsid Mamon Kohen. So says the Noda Bihuda. The Isser Hanah is a Knas because of the Hefsid Mamon Kohen. However, I'm not convinced that most Achronim agree with him. Certainly there are significant rayos. Unlike the Noda Yehuda. For example, I mentioned this to Pesach before, 5 minutes ago. What does Rashi say? In Dibur Hamaschil, Bishal Chav Shel Achirim, the last three lines called Kamad Lo Memayit Lo Sharino Leit Lo Gorim Mekor Behem Tahora. What is it in the Lishna Basra in the Brisa? You need a pasuk to matter Bahanah. By default, it's Asur Bahanah. Why is it by default Asur Bahanah? Lo Gorim Mekor Behem Tahora. It's no less than Mekor Behem Tahora. Says Rav Chanan, what do you mean it's no less than Mekor Behem Tahora? Do you know why Mekor Behem Tahora is Asur Bahanah? Because it's why is Bechor Behemoth Tahora Asur Hanah? It's a carbon. It's Kedusha. What do you mean? You would have thought, no less? What do you mean you would have thought it's no less until you're possibly after it? That's a carbon, and this is a donkey. Man, Shemitah Yisrael Sinai. So, says Rav Chanan, no. Says Rav Chanan, that's exactly the point. A donkey cannot be brought as a carbon. Right? But we know, we have a phrase for things that are kadosh and you don't bring themselves as a carbon. What the? Kedusha damim, right? Kedusha damim means things that are kadosh but you don't bring themselves as a carbon. Right? There's kedusha even for something you don't bring yourself as a carbon. Vaharaya, I actually could. Forget about Pesach Hamor. I know, this is not an exact parallel. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it would be permissible for me to say, if I have a donkey, I say, this donkey is kadosh to use it, even for the Mizbeach. It's kadosh to buy an ola with. And now I have to sell and use the money to buy an ola. Right? I mean, it can have kedushas damim. So says Rashi, by default, it's kadosh because it's asbanah because of kedusha. Because it's kachim. After all, what does the pasuk say? Kadesh liko b'chor. Right? It doesn't say titen l'kohen. Right? It says kadesh liko b'chor. Okay? Now, you don't have to take that literally. Kadesh liko b'chor. So maybe So says Rav Chanan, no, the Isser Hanah is because of the Kedusha Shabo. That's why it is, that's why it's Asur Bahanah. Isser Hanah, Lefi Rav Yehuda. So here you have the famous Noda Yehuda, who says, it's a Knas. It's a Knas because you didn't give it to the Kohen. As opposed to most Achronim, such as Rav Elchanan, the Kovach Yerim, okay, there's the first Kovach Yerim on. He doesn't have regular Kovach Yerim in the book, like regular daf by daf Yerim on Bechoros. It's like a few Ha'aros here and there on the whole Masechet. So this is the first one he has. Rav Elchanan and other Achronim say no. It is Kedusha. It's Kedusha's Dabim. Look at the phrase. What's the proof? The proof is, and he says, like Arifa, then the proof is A, Lishna Basra Al Pi Rashi, right? But I mean Rashi's Pshat. Why do you need a Pasuk to Matar Bana? Why would you have on your own thought it was Asur Bana? Because it's Kadosh. And the Lashon the Gemara says all over Kedusha's Domin. Now, you can take the Lashon Lav Davka. It doesn't really mean Kedusha's Domin, it just means you have to pay Domin. Right, since we said Kedusha's Domin, we say Kedusha's Domin. But Rav Chanan says, why take a Lav Davka? Take a Davka. There's Kedusha's Domin, there's Kedusha's Domin. Now, if anyone wants to ask me, someone asked me the other day, say, how can you say it's really Kedusha? Once it's really Kedusha, then you really have trouble with Rabbi Shimon's time. If it's really Kedusha, then when you're poda it on a seh, where does the Kedusha go? So I said I'm not so convinced of that. I mentioned previously the Mishnah in Erech and Chavtes says there's such a kedusha called chermei kohanim. I say this is chermei for kohanim. It is also b'hanog because of kedusha. When I give it to the kohen, it becomes kulin. Okay, that's when I give it to the kohen. Not when there's nothing to trade it with. But there is such thing as kedusha that can become kulin. Right? There are some limited types of kedushas that can disappear and become kulin if I do the right thing with them. Okay, so this is another. This is a funny kind of kedusha. That's a kedusha that becomes chulin, like chermei kohanim. They even both go to the kohen. It's kedusha that becomes chulin later. But he does seem to have good rayos. What they okay? Before we get onto the Ramban, they both try to explain with this. But I'll just mention the some possible nakaminas of this hakira as to the nature of the kedusha. Is number one, in the Sefer of Yalpa Petit Hamor on page 2, which I don't have that Sefer, in the Yalpa Petit Hamor he brings a suffix whether the Rush is correct or not. The Rush says there's an Isra Hanah, but there's no Isra Giza Vavoda. He says maybe there's even an Isra Giza Vavoda. Maybe there's even an Isra Giza Vavoda. Likewise, the Chazan Ish has a Havmina, there's a Machlokas Tanom, there's an Isra Giza Vavoda. So, maybe you could say, Nafkamina, although there's a weak one, Giza Vavoda. If you say it's just a Knas, then Pashin should be Mutter, like the Rush and the Poskim. Right? Because an Isra Hanah is a Knas. What are the Giza Vavoda? There's something for a Kutchim, nothing to do with, right? Meaning you could do Giza Vavoda by other Isra Hanah. Do Giza Vavoda with Pasim Achol and Paya Kerem. I mean, if you could come up with a good example. Whatever, if you find other Isra Hanah, if you assume Shar Niskal is Asur Hanah Mechayim, you could do Giza Vavoda with it. You could do Giza Vavoda with, Avodah Zarah, even though it's Asur Hanah, as long as you're not mad from it. However, if you say it really is because of Kedusha, maybe you could say it's Usur, and who says it's Usur? This is a suffix in the Sefer Yalkut Heter Hamor on the Beis, page 2. I saw that quoted on Chaim Knievsky, but I don't have the Sefer myself. I assume he's quoting it accurately. And it's a Machlokes Tanoim according to the at least one svar, the Chazan Ish, that I put in the brackets here, that Rav Shimon would be matter, Rav Yehuda would aser. That we would be matter, and Rav Yehuda would aser. We would aser b'hanah, but matter gizv avoda, Rav Yehuda himself would aser even gizv avoda based on the svasems. However, it's probably not such a good nafkamina. But it's probably still mutter. So it's not really such a good nafkamina. Why? Because even if it's kadosh, it's not kedusha saguf, and giza vavoda goes with kedusha saguf. Probably still mutter because it's not kedusha saguf, and really it doesn't make sense of an iser giza vavoda since it's not kedusha saguf. For example, kadosh ben kabayis are mutter be giza vavoda because they have no kedusha saguf, even though they're asur b'hanah. So it's probably not such a good nafkamina. Another nafkamina, which is, remember we mentioned earlier in the summer that there's a din d'oraisa. If you have a bechor of behemah tahora, even though it's kadosh, you still have to be makdish et bepeh. Does that obligation apply to petach hamor? So chiyuv lehakdish bepeh. So the simple pshat is that. One second. I apologize. I made a I made a mistake in my Makoros. This is the Alka Petach Hamor second Perek. Maybe it would be Usur, who is this? This is a Machlokes Tanoim Lefi Chazan Ish, and Rashi in Makos Chaf Alfam and Beis Mashma She Usur. When Rashi, Makos Chaf Alfam and Beis says, why do you get Malkus? he says you get malchus and a petach hamor for lo sabod before sharecha. So it's, Toso says, no, that's not true. That law doesn't apply to petach hamor. So it sounds like Rashi and Makos, even though most people say the Rashi and Makos is not really Rashi. They say maybe it's, okay, without getting into the whole deal of the Choker and Rashi and Makos. But Rashi and Makos sounds like Ayin Shom, that in my taka be a lav lo sav like of avoda at least, and then the horvud in Giza sounds like there might be a lav of avoda and Giza in Petach Hamor, and that's why Tosos argued with him, says no such thing, even though there's Eshar Nav, there's no lav of Giza avoda. So then that would work well for Mochanan, but I think really either of them could say it's much more like the mainstream posting, there's no kedusha to go. The other is chiyav lahakdish bapeh. So, clearly, according to Yehuda, there's no inyan of Kedusha. Clearly, there'd be no chiyuv. And this is the what all the poskim assume. All the poskim assume there'd be no chiyuv. However, sorry, this is the Yalka Petach Hamor. If you said it was really Kedusha, then maybe there would be a chiyuv to Makdish Mepeh. And this is a suffix, I apologize, in the Sefer Yalkut Petach Hamor. Page 2. Actually, it's not page 2, but Amud Bet.
Maybe it's only a few.
Amud Bet is page 132, if you're finished all the hypothesis.
Maybe there's only a few because this Kedusha is bare.
Exactly, and that's why I said this is also maybe it's not such a great nafkamina, but, I wouldn't say maybe, but maybe there would still be no Chiyuv. Again, because it's not because it's not Kedusha Guf, but because it's not Kedusha Mizbeach. Meaning, it's not, now it's not Kedusha Guf. You're not even using the money for the Mizbeach down the line, right? It's just going to the Kohen. So maybe there's no, if you're not bringing it as a carbon, then that Chiyuv wouldn't apply. So that's not going to be such a strong nafkamina. Some other, nafkaminas might be the perhaps the certainly the lashon of kedushas haguf. Would you ever call it kedushas haguf? The Gemara seems not to call it kedushas haguf, right? Kedushas dumb. However, the Trumas Hadeshen says. And this one of the reasons I like the Shmuel Zedeshin is he has a line, the second last line, Dachamer Kadosh Gufo Bibchora. Kadosh Gufo Bibchora. Kedush Zaguf. So, Shmuel Zedeshin says, Kadosh Gufo. Right? While you would never say Kedush Zaguf according to the Node Yehuda, what kind of Kedush Zaguf are you talking about here? There's no Kedush at all. According to Reuel Chanan, you could call the Kedush Zaguf, okay, at least a little Balav Dafka, but could also stick with Lashon of Kedushas Damim. Could also stick with Lashon of Kedushas Damim. The other Nafkamina might be, while you're in the Lashon of Kedusha, let's just note of Yehuda, Rav Elchanan Ve'od, might be the Rav Moshe about the forceps, right? Chatzitza. What does Rav Moshe say? There's only chatzitza in Petach Hamor. There's obviously no chatzitza in Petach Hamor, so because that's Kedusha. There's no chatzitza in Bechor Adam, because Bechor Adam doesn't have Kedusha. So here, you could, you don't have to, say like Rav Moshe, that chatzitza is only poter peter chamor, poter peter chamor, is only mafkia peter chamor because of kedusha. Right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you would never say like Rav Moshe. It's not mukrach. You don't have to say like Rav Moshe. You can just say chatzitza is apka petarechem. But Rav Moshe's whole assumption is like Reuel Chanan. Achamor is an inyan of kedusha. That's why there's a din of chatzitza. If there's no kedusha, chatzitza only applies to kedusha, not to just stam chiyuv. That's it. By the other, it's just a chiyuv pidyon.
not a kedusha. You could also say this ties in to,
I apologize.
I don't know if I'm going to have perhaps even any nafkaminas that are absolutely mochra, but nonetheless, we have to understand the implications of the sugya could tie into our question about pidyon, right? Could tie into our question about pidyon, the nature of pidyon. According to, if there's kedusha, then for sure, surely you have to say, that it's a mitzvah of ritual pidyon and not just nesina. Because otherwise, what do you get rid of kedusha? There's kedusha, of course, the mitzvah of pidyon. But you could say, according to the Nevi Yehuda, could say that the mitzvah is nesina. Why? Because there's no kedusha here. The Yisrael, no, that's just because you didn't do the Nesina yet. So, clearly, if you want to take Aaron's derech and say, even for Rabbi Yehuda, the Iker mitzvah was Nesina, you would go with the Nod of Yehuda. This could also tie into the, one other interesting question, which is the Minyan HaMitzvos. Is there a mitzvah of Kiddush of Bechor, Tehor and Tmeya together, or are they separate mitzvos? Are they the same mitzvah or separate mitzvos? So interestingly, the Rambam and the Chinuch have one mitzvah of Kiddush of Ol Bechoros, one mitzvah of Kiddush of Ol Bechoros, while the Smag and the Smak and the Reim have separate mitzvos for Tahora and Tmeya. So again, the mini mitzvah doesn't prove anything, but definitely if you see that the Chamor really has Kedusha, then you could say, look, there's one mitzvah of Kiddush Bechoros. And then one of them has a mitzvah akrav, and one of them has a mitzvah pidyon, but they're both kadosh. If you see is this, no, the Israel has nothing to do with kedusha here. Then you would say, no, there's different. There's one mitzvah pesach hamor, which has nothing to do with kedusha, and kaddish doesn't mean kedusha. And there's another mitzvah of bechor behemoth tahora. Okay, but there's more to say about that. Someone will go actually look that up, or maybe they already did look that up, and ask me a question, and then I will have to answer it with more kedushin, which maybe we'll come back to another time. Okay, so we've had then some very, very fundamental hakiras about the nature of Petach Hamor here, which are related to each other. First, the very fundamental hakira about what is the mitzvah of Petach Hamor, of Pidyon Petach Hamor versus Nesina, and two, is there kedusha to a Petach Hamor, at least according to according to Rabbi Yehuda, is there kedusha to a Petach Hamor? We saw two very, very different ways of understanding this. Isser Hana'a, in terms of what it told us about, in terms of what it, which we passed in Lamaisa, what it tells about Petach Hamor, do we really have something kadosh here? Or no? We really have something which is just a Chiyav Nesina Lekohen. The Isser Hana'a happens to be a Knas for that Chiyav Nesina Lekohen. Again, these are very, very similar, very, very similar questions. And Amir Tzushem will pick up, Amir Tzushem will continue next time. And we'll do anyone who has time over Shabbos to learn at least the keys till the end of the Perek. I think Monday, we'll do our, last year about Pidyon Petach Hamor, and then I want to save the last year of the summer, which is next Thursday, for at least a little discussion, introduction towards Pidyon Ben, which we haven't discussed at all, because we've discussed Behemoth Tahora and Petach Hamor in the context of this parak, and Pidyon Ben has only come up Agav Orchi here and there, so I don't want to skip that entirely. So Monday we'll say whatever it is we have time to say about the rest of Petach Hamor, and Thursday we'll discuss Amir Tzashem, Pidyon Ben.
So what do you think you want to do on Monday?
That is an excellent question.